Gillette Johnson and Torpedo on Clear 101. It is 7:09 on a Tuesday morning and time for a closer look at Clear's community with Rochelle McPhillips from Columbus Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you guys busy over there or what?
Oh, yeah, always. Always stuff to do over there.
We're going to talk about something really fun, which is the makerspace.
Yes.
So what is the makerspace?
Well, we have had open hours in our makerspace since April, and this space has a variety of equipment for people to use creatively or for business. We're really providing access to some technologies that are probably out of reach for most people.
So let's talk about what you have in the space.
All right. Well, we're just going to go around the room.
Okay, so that works.
We have a wide format printer that can print posters. We're using it in-house to do some advertising for our programs. Mm-hmm. Kelly Keyes is advertising her awesome Saturday programs that way. And she's been a great teacher for the rest of us to learn. We also have a scanner that is it's got a really large bed on it, so we can put entire photo albums. So all those photo albums of me as a kid with the yellowing pictures and the glue that's not sticking anymore, I can just lay that right on the scanner. It scans them all and makes individual files of those pictures for me.
Oh, that's cool.
And it can do the same with the slides that you've got collecting dust in the attic. So you can bring those in and it scans those and just makes beautiful prints or beautiful pictures for you to print or to just hang on to. We also have some equipment that you can use to make music or podcasts. We have GarageBand available. The software is available in there. And we have an electric guitar, a keyboard, and a great microphone. So you can learn to use those things using that software. You can also play and record and mix your own music that way. I think this is also great if you've been thinking about doing a podcast, because that's very popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could come in and use our equipment until you get acclimated and know for sure that's what you want to do. But you can book that and use it anytime that it's available. We also have a vinyl cutter. It's a 24-inch GraphTech vinyl cutter. It's super fun. I've created words to put on the wall at the library, so I'm making my own wall art with it. This is something that I think scrapbookers would really love.
Mm.
So that's in there available. We're having a lot of fun with that. And we also have we have a sewing machine that also embroiders, and this is my call for help. I've never used a sewing machine in my life, not even at all. I put this one, I got it out of the box. That's as much as I've done with a sewing machine. And so if there is someone who has a burning desire to use this embroidery equipment and wants to help me out with that, I would love a volunteer from the community.
I'm going to be sending my daughter-in-law your way because she's amazing with all kinds of sewing.
Awesome. That would be fantastic. And we also have, just like the equipment for saving those photos and those memories, we have equipment that will take your home movies from VHS to DVD or from either of those formats straight to a digital file that you can store. So you can preserve those memories and not lose out on the technology when you can't find a VCR anymore.
Right.
So those are all available to the public. And then we have a couple more services that have been really popular and are very busy all of the time, and that is our laser cutter engraver and our 3D printing machines. And we're using those almost daily. So our laser cutter engraver will handle, right now we're allowing wood and glass and acrylic. If someone in the community wants to use another material, we'll see if that's appropriate for our space. We do have some limitations on what kinds of material we can do, mm-hmm. just because we can't vent that machine right out of the building.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
So, but we'll work with patrons who have a need for that, and see what will work. But that's very exciting. We've been making some gifts. Some people have made signs for their homes. They're just making, you know, decorations. We have had someone make trophies for their gaming club.
Ooh, nice.
And that's pretty exciting. And then our 3D printer was so busy that having two of them just made sense. So those are rather busy as well. And we're learning how to print, you know, things that are fun for, you know, gift giving. We've printed some musical instruments with those, which is exciting.
Wow.
They work.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, we had someone come in and print whistles that worked. It was fantastic. So we can help people find things to print on, you know, there are places on the internet where you can go download those files.
Oh, yeah.
And we can help people get started with that. So
now, where in the library is the space located?
This is on the second floor. It's in a large meeting room space right off the teen space.
And what are the hours that it's available?
We are open on a couple Mondays a month from 10 to 3, I have the space open. I also have the space open two Saturdays a month. Another staff member and I each have a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we have a Saturday afternoon that it's available. And then we also have opportunities for people to book one of us to help them out with the equipment and get started. And that can happen when it works for both of us, for us and the patron. And then once someone is familiar with the equipment and feels comfortable, they can just go in and they can tell us that they're coming in 3 o'clock on Tuesday and they want to use it.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep Rochelle here and find out more about who can use the makerspace, how they use it, and all those things coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Lady Antebellum with Holly Jolly Christmas on Clear 101. It's 7:24. We're back with more Community Spotlight with Rochelle McPhillips from the Columbus Public Library. We're talking about the makerspace. Now, who can use the makerspace?
You know, anyone can really use the makerspace. We've had families come in and use the makerspace together, and that's really exciting to see. We have teens who are very excited about using our 3D printing service, especially. We have a couple of teens who actually come in and help me when I get stumped.
That's awesome.
Or if I can't help someone get started, they often will step in and take over for me. So that's been fantastic. And then we have adults who are coming in as well. And I know we've had people stop in and talk about the kinds of filament that we use in our 3D printer or what they can put in the laser cutter to do projects and you know, handy things around the house or for their businesses.
And what's the cost to use the makerspace?
Right now there is no charge for any of the materials. We purchased a stash of materials that we could use so that people don't feel like if something failed, you know, that's, it's a big deal. We're not going to make them pay for a failed print, you know, right now. We want people to be able to experience it and learn it first. Mm-hmm. That will change with the next fiscal year. So in October, there will be some fees for that. But they should be rather minimal. And most of the equipment, you can purchase your own material and bring it in. So if, you know, we can talk about if you know you're going to use a certain kind of filament or you're always going to paint your 3D print, you can purchase your own and bring your own spool in and just use our equipment. This, you know, same thing with the laser, bring in your own material for that. The vinyl cutter's the same way. So most of those things, you can get around that charge by purchasing your own.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, you mentioned that we can book a librarian to help us out if we're newbies.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, this is really meant to be an autonomous space. I don't know if I said that before, but to walk in and be able to use those things on your own. So we're willing to help get you started and excited about showing people the equipment and what it can do. So that book a librarian service, and we have that for lots of different things in the library. If you need help learning your iPad or your new smartphone or a digital camera, we'll sit down and go through it step by step with you. Even if we're not an expert, we're willing to push buttons at least. and
which can be a lot of fun.
And that can be, well, and that can be what gets you over, you know, mm-hmm. over that fear of using that new device. So we do the same thing in the maker space. You get about a half an hour to an hour, depending on what the project is. And then we get you started and stand side by side with you while you learn how to use the laser or the scanner or any of that equipment in there, really.
That is so cool. And you did say that there was a couple of days a month that you have somebody in there.
Right. So a couple of Saturdays and a couple of Mondays that it's just open. And that's a great time to come in and see what we have and sort of just take a look. But we'll also get someone started on equipment if it's available.
I think this is such a neat offering to the public. You know, it's just one more thing that the library does that's so much above and beyond.
And it's been so fun to provide this access to this technology because, you know, so many of these things, they're still out of reach to put in our homes. And mm-hmm. they have practical applications and creative applications. So it sort of keeps the library that level playing field where everyone can come and enjoy that and learn a new hobby or a new skill.
That is so cool. Now, I just wanted to real briefly touch on your holiday hours.
Sure. So on the eves of the holidays, right. we are going to close at 5, both on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And then we're closed the days of Christmas okay. and New Year's.
And then the days after, you're back in business.
Yeah, we're back at it right after. So.
Well, this has been fascinating, Rochelle. Thank you so much for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.